"I don't doubt you," I said, "but I must say that during 4 visits here, I've seen nothing of it. Everyone I talk with seems to love the Shah, to appreciate the economic upsurge."
"You don't speak Farsi," Yamin observed. "You hear only what is told to you by those men who benefit the most. The ones who have been educated in the States or in England end up working for the Shah. Doc here is an exception, now."
He paused, seeming to ponder his next words.
"It's the same with your press. They only talk with the few who are his kin, his circle. Of course, for the most part, your press is also controlled by oil, so they hear what they want to hear and write what their advertisers want to read."
"Why are we telling you all this, Mr. Perkins?" Doc's voice was even more hoarse than before, as if the effort of speaking and the emotions were draining what little energy the man had mustered for this meeting.
"Because we'd like to convince you to get out, and to persuade your company to stay away from our country. We want to warn you that although you may think you'll make a great deal of money here, it's an illusion. This government will not last."
Again, I heard the sound of his hand thudding against the chair.
"And when it goes, the one that replaces it will have no sympathy for you and your kind."
"You're saying we won't be paid?" Doc broke down in a fit of coughing. Yamin went to him and rubbed his back. When the coughing ended, he spoke to Doc in Farsi and then came back to his seat.
"We must end this conversation," Yamin said to me. "In answer to your question, yes, you will not be paid. You'll do all that work, and when it comes time to collect your fees, the Shah will be gone."
During the drive back, I asked Yamin why he and Doc wanted to spare Maine the financial disaster he had predicted.
"We'd be happy to see your company go bankrupt. However, we'd rather see you leave Iran. Just one company like yours, walking away, could start a trend. That's what we're hoping. You see, we don't want a bloodbath here, but the Shah must go, and we'll try anything that will make that easier. So we pray to Allah that you'll convince your Mr. Zambadi to get out while there is still time."
"Why me?"
"I knew during our dinner together, when we spoke of the Flowering Desert Project, that you were open to the truth. I knew that our information about you was correct. You are a man between two worlds, a man in the middle."
It made me wonder just how much he did know about me.